Testing 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody Podcast. Episode 8.
Please hold for the next available agent. Your queue position is 2.
So what am I selling you? What's my product? Everybody has a product. I think it's good to have a healthy cynicism towards my own motivation. And by extension, a bit of skepticism to everybody's intentions. Everybody has a product. Even if there's no ulterior motive, no stated one, I feel like I have to at least explore.
All the agents are busy right now.
If there is one. And in my case, I'm asking. I told my social worker to get off my case. Yeah, I have a motive. I'm asking, what am I selling? What is my product? What the fuck am I doing with this podcast? What am I selling you? It takes many hours, metric hours, and a good deal of planning. He's saying all the agent are busy. Doesn't even make it plural.
Please hold for the next available agent. Your queue position is 2.
Okay, thank you. I don't think this call is coming from the U.S. Because of that, he's missing one S. All the agent are busy right now. Strange.
All the agents are busy right now.
But it got my attention in the sense that I am being marketed to.
Please hold for the next available agent. Your queue position is 2.
I don't know why I'm annoyed. I made the sound design. You're feigning annoyance for your product. I know I'm being sold something from some faraway company. And it wouldn't even make a difference if they were right next door. There's just something about it that caught my attention in a cynical way. Whatever it is, they're not being honest about their product. Am I being honest about what I'm selling you? Or back to the question. What am I selling?
Hi, this is Ava with the Orange Division. Can you please verify the year, week, and weather for me so I can fill up her file?
Yeah, she called me a lot. I don't have a car. That's a perfect illustration. It sounds like a very helpful call. Let me pull up your file as if I had a file, but at least they're aware of the product they're trying to sell me. I just don't need it. But what am I selling? What's my scam? My business? What's my product? Shakedown. Oh, this guy.
Woo!
He's playing on the street. Let's check him out. Check out his product. An old lady dancing in front of him. He's like 300 pounds. His fingers are like little sausages. I don't have any small bills, so I listen from the side. There's a guy flagging down cars for some reason. Looking for acknowledgement. He's lonely. Maybe that's his product. tried to dance with the old lady, but she was, like, not having that. She gave him a look you could pour on a waffle. Loneliness and waffles. Pretty beautiful. Pretty beautiful. He's not hard selling. Soft selling. Just playing on the street. By the way, in the background, that's from a gig I played in the park, which I did say I was going to do that. I'm selling. And I have been doing that. Park music. And in fact, I'm going to do that in just a couple hours. Metric hours. I'm already back from that gig. I was quick. I'm marketing pity. Pity and jazz.
For the next available age, your cue position is 2.
Another one in the books. What am I trying to get you to think, to buy, to feel? How am I looking for acknowledgement? What am I getting out of this?
Yeah.
It's more of a question of my intention rather than what you're getting out of it. Like, you might just enjoy weird shit. Somebody who's nobody. I don't know, fucked up podcasting or sound design, twisting words. Self-reflection. The sounds of birds. These are some rare ducks I recorded. Like that thing. The clicking sound. Do animals, that's a red-headed stork, even from China, have nationalities? That click. That's snapping its beak to get out a fly that kept landing on its head. And every time it landed on its head, it snapped at it like that. The clicking. The fly didn't give up. Thus the snap. The fly had an agenda. It had an agenda. For the longest time, excuse me, no problem. I was trying to get people to be as outraged about junkies and drug dealers. Drug dealers are murderers. And also trying to get drug users to say, fuck this. Fuck this bullshit. To value their life. Or maybe I was just venting hot. With no agenda? Hot air into the wind to make myself. Here we go. Feel better. Feel better. That's my product. Just trying to feel better. Soloing over tunes is a lot of fun. I can hear the fun I'm having. It makes me feel better. That's my agenda. So as I was walking down the street, or at least, I heard this saxophone, my stated agenda. And at first I thought, man, that's cool, echoing down the street. And here we are playing together at different times, at different dimensions in time. But as I approached this kid, basically, maybe he was in his early 20s, playing his fucking ass off on the corner of a busy city street with a Mr. Frosty truck right across the street, make correction, a Mr. Softy. Those things smell and they make a lot of noise. But he was undeterred. Mr. Softy's product is ice cream. And he was playing this tune. Noise. Blowing over it. Exhaust. And I could hear the changes, but I couldn't make out the tune yet. And a promise of something sweet. That's some hardcore shit. Something with some real value. That's some hardcore shit. Yeah. Put your little speaker down. Open up a bag. Play your ass off. That's hardcore shit. Earlier.
Please hold for the next available age. Your queue position is 2.
Okay, thank you. Earlier that day, I have been working, painting apartments. That's a product. I found a $20 bill, which is valuable, right under a car as I was walking down the street. Maybe that person should talk to Alba about the year, make, and model of their car. And after listening to this kid
play his ass off,
yes, playing his ass off, I knew what I was going to do with it. I know who it belonged to. I knew who was... Just listen to him for a minute. What an amazing thing to do with your life. So much better than drugs or crime. It takes a lot more fucking balls to practice your ass off. Guts. Be able to lay the shit down. It's harder. It's hard work. It requires temerity, perseverance, vision, love. I used to talk about that. Desire. How many great jazz players threw their lives away? Or fucked their lives? Yeah. Fucked their lives. With drugs. And alcohol. And bullshit. And actually cigarettes. Charlie Christian died of nicotine poisoning. Yeah. And tuberculosis. And cigarettes are fucking stupid. That's the Russian stork, actually the Siberian stork. I stand correcting myself.
All the agents are busy right now.
Okay, all the agent. Maybe all they have is one agent.
Please hold for the next available agent. Your queue position is 2.
May I speak to all your agent? So I've been painting apartments.
Ready?
Yeah. Here we go.
And doing demolition work and plastering. Getting plastered, which actually feels pretty good. I used to be an executive working in a big company doing art work. Art? Art? Somehow this feels better. More honest. Honest. There's a slow bluesy number we played in the park. Yep. So what the fuck am I selling? You're begging. Why am I doing this? You're begging with music.
I don't know.
I'm not getting paid.
True.
I'm not even using my name.
Or advertising.
You have no name. No one really does. But a couple answers, or let's say a deep answer, was starting to emerge by asking the question. Because everybody's selling something. You're selling something. I'm selling something. What is it? In my post-Sun life, I have to find value and meaning. You're trying to buy meaning?
What do you mean?
Or else it gets pretty dark. It's easy to go down, to fall down through trap doors. Yeah, and playing gives my life so much meaning, value.
It's nonverbal.
And a lot of it's nonverbal.
I just said that. Don't speak.
And that's interesting, because for probably millions of years, our ancestors didn't speak.
Here we go.
We just watched each other's body, language,
and bodies.
Hand signs, eye rolling, some grunts.
You could tell how people are feeling without even seeing their faces.
We can tell what people are thinking just by looking at their bodies.
They can tell what we're thinking while we look at their bodies.
It's words that deceive us.
The word.
Yeah?
Yeah. I never thought of that. I just said that.
The word is deception. I was studying body language around the time my son killed himself. And when we were together, I was talking to him about some of the signals that have to be taken in clusters. You can't just have blanket rules about it. It's an art form.
Yeah.
Art?
An art form.
And he said, Dad.
All the agents are busy right now.
God damn it. I was going to say something tender.
All the agents are busy right now.
Hold for the next available agent.
He said, Dad. He said, Dad, you're scaring me right now. Dad, you're scaring me. That could have been an opportunity for him to say, I've been using heroin. It could have been the moment I couldn't read him. He seemed like the least likely candidate.
Did he?
What the fuck did I know?
What were you selling?
Words deceive us.
I was selling him life.
He was also acting really happy.
I was always trying to sell him.
And excited about life. And I'm not sure if that was the heroin that he was using
on my answers
or a way to deceive me.
I was trying to so I couldn't detect something was wrong. He had his own questions.
I was trying to sell him on life. If my son could kill himself with that garbage, then anybody can.
I was trying to sell him on my, anyway, vision of life.
Aren't those beautiful?
Yep.
The storks.
I played with a son today, and his father came to the park to watch him.
Ready?
Yeah. Here we go.
So every week I kind of listen to my world, beautiful, to see what it will, not what it will, but what it is telling me.
I miss having my son.
Like this chord progression you're hearing, to train, practice. It's from the tune that kid was playing on the street.
Talk, sax player.
And it took me a minute to find some voicings that were pretty.
Yeah. Pretty. Art.
And it was because that kid was playing his ass off that it reminded me of this tune.
It's a great tune
that I had never really mastered or got behind. When you work hard on these songs, you can get one of them.
Live them.
Sometimes in a few hours, a week,
a thousand years,
a month, 6 months, a year, 10 years.
Time
doesn't matter. Let's listen to him a little bit.
A little bit more.
Can you hear the Mr. Softy truck across the street?
Yes, it sounds like a snoring rhino.
Melody.
A little bit of it.
He's deconstructing. He's deconstructing.
deconstructing it a bit, decomposing. Beethoven is decomposing. Yeah. Bridge. Fuck yeah. I was sort of hidden around the corner so he wouldn't be self-conscious about me being used, being observed. Just hanging out on my scooter. I'm kind of using this kid. What a cool term. The bridge. Yeah, that is cool. Something that connects to other things. There's the melody. Parked 10 feet away from you,
playing your ass off.
Playing your ass off? Not wasting your time. Not wasting your mind. Your body. Your life.
Yeah.
You got one shot to be here. You gonna fucking waste it? On drugs? Crime? Bullshit thinking? Impoliteness? I guess that's what I'm selling. You're selling impoliteness. I don't think I can help anybody. I don't think I can convince anybody not to destroy themselves. I couldn't even save my own son. I couldn't convince him. Somehow, sell him. I've partially rescued myself. Partially. Maybe I bought into something I was selling. After I was doing yoga this morning, okay, looking up at the ceiling going, what are my emotions? The ceiling needs painting. Woo woo. Where did the hate, the anger, the shame, I don't know where that went. I didn't plan for it to go. Art. So that's what I'm exploring now. What the hell is this? What do I do with it? With what? Yeah. But hearing that kid play, and even the accordion player, who was fucking great.
Affirmative.
It just made me feel like humans have this capacity,
if they choose it,
to do something truly beautiful.
Yeah.
Even if they'll never make a dime.
All the agent are busy.
Yeah.
All the agent are busy right now.
One of my greatest teachers was this lyric soprano tenor.
Please hold Gianni. For the next available agent.
Gianni.
Your position is two.
And he used to say to me, you have this jewel, and you polish it. And you polish it.
Gianni.
And he was talking about his voice. And maybe no one will ever know or hear it.
It's okay.
But you did that. Here's the tune.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? A beautiful rhapsody of love and joy and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. Some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go?
Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? A beautiful rhapsody of love and joy and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Are you serious?
That's yours.
Thank you, bro.
I love that tune.
Thank you, bro. The song is you.
It's hardcore shit.
Thank you, bro. Have a good day, man.
You too.
Mr. Nobody. Out.